Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The government is nudging large non-banking financial companies to transform themselves into full-fledged banks, Meghna Mittal reports. The driving impulse is the idea that India needs big banks to become a larger economy. The government is aiming for at least two Indian banks to be among the world's top 10 by asset size by 2047. The government's stake sale in EDBI Bank is nearing the finish line. The stake sale is likely to conclude by October, with the government targeting to invite financial bids soon. An interministerial group has discussed the draft share purchase agreement, a crucial milestone before final approvals are sought. This deal is expected to set a precedent for future stake sales in state-run banks. Investment banks are lining up for a chance to advise on the NSEIPO. They are seeking meetings with NSE's management, a process known as a beauty parade, where they will pitch their services to be selected as advisors for the issue. The formal process will begin once NSE obtains a no-objection certificate from SEBI's Market Regulation Department, and the IPO is expected to occur in the last quarter of the fiscal year if everything goes smoothly. Jane Street is unlikely to get immediate relief from SEBI's order, although an appeal could result in a time-bound final order being issued by the regulator, reports Ashish Rukayyar. SEBI has banned Jane Street and its Indian units from trading in securities and plans to seize 4,844 crore rupees in alleged unlawful gains linked to the alleged manipulation of securities on the derivatives expiry day. Elon Musk's ex-corp DAS has raised concerns in the Karnataka High Court about India's internet governance model, which it termed as dangerously decentralized, with officers from departments, including railways, GST, and rural development, empowered to block online content, writes iHixur. The platform argues that Rule 3.1d of the IT Rules, 2021, allows countless executive officers to make judgments about the lawfulness of speech without judicial oversight, which, they argue, violates the doctrine of separation of powers and Article 14 of the Constitution. The government is putting the finishing touches on a compensation package for state-run oil companies to offset losses incurred on the sale of subsidized cooking gas. The compensation package is expected to be funded through the proceeds of excise duty hikes, reports Meghna Mittal. The government is yet to formally announce the quantum of compensation, which will be used by OMCs as under-recovery reimbursement or for their infrastructure enhancement. Two exclusive stories Money Control first reported have now been confirmed. Temasek-backed Manipal Hospitals has clinched a deal to buy Sahyadri Hospitals for 6,200 to 6,400 crore rupees. And Partners Group, along with Jungle Ventures, has acquired a majority stake in Infinity FinCorp Solutions for $230 million. Both scoops were reported earlier by Ashwin Mohan. To rein in inflated hospital bills, the Finance Ministry is working to bring the National Health Exchange under the IRDAI. Hospitals are allegedly inflating treatment costs to match policy coverage limits, and the exchange will provide a single platform to ensure greater accountability and fraud detection, Meghna Mittal reports. On defence, despite matching Western peers in terms of spending as a percentage of GDP, India lags behind in capital investment in defence, with CapEx accounting for only 24.9% of India's total defence outlay in fiscal year 2024 and fiscal year 2025. In contrast, the UK allocated about a third of its military budget to CapEx and the EU 31%, writes Ishan Gera. India's defence CapEx stood at 0.49% of GDP in FY25, lower than the UK's 0.6%. And finally, Zomato founder Deepinder Goyal has bought a super luxury apartment in DLF's Camellias in Gurugram for 52.3 crore rupees, reports Ashish Mishra. The 10,813 square feet apartment comes with 5 parking spaces.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.